Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Now, Steve, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and I really want you to talk to us a little bit more today about your recent graduation. I mean, I know you just finished this major course. And tell us about that, because I know that that was a pretty big deal. It was kind of a prerequisite for you to, you know, your next launch and the next thing that God has for you. And let me tell you, there's no small step in God. Everything counts. You know what I'm saying? Everything counts, and God's looking to see how you are going to handle that. You know, what are you, you know, if you're faithful with a little, God will reward you with much. But tell us, man, tell us the course that you did and what.
There was a last course. It was called, Policy. And basically what it was is, it's a capstone course. And each degree you have is, there's one last all encompassing course that puts all of your foundational classes together. And it's called your capstone. And, there's
now,
a capstone.
Now, Steve.
Go ahead.
Let me interrupt you real quick. I hate to interrupt you, but I want to make sure our VFN radio listeners know that you just graduated from college.
Correct.
And this was your major business program this is a major class. It wasn't no fluff. This was a major class that you absolutely needed to finish. So this was at the very tail end.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And normally this takes a whole semester.
It takes a year.
This one class, right?
Yeah, this one class they had originally established it where it was two semesters. Then they compressed it down into one 16-week semester, and because that the school is growing so much that they couldn't meet the degree requirements and get the kids to graduate in just offering it in the spring and in the fall. So then they started offering it in the summer. Mm. So they compressed it from a year to 16 weeks to 6 weeks, which is when I took it. So that in itself, and it's just like all you hear for the 4 years, you're talking to students. They're like, hey, you know, how's your classes? You're like, oh, I got policy. And it was just that hyped up. It was just hyped up. And so many people were, it was just almost just like that, just concerned, quiet hush the first day. You're like, oh my goodness, you know, how is this going to turn out? And what the class was, because I graduated and I finished up my 4 years for business management. So what it is it's teaching you business analysis. It's teaching you your finances, your marketing, your management, how to assess a company and how to do it accurately. Mm-hmm. And then take that information and basically sit down to your decision makers and say, hey, this is what your company's doing. This is what your industry is doing. This is what we recommend. These are your weaknesses. These are your strengths.
So this was a whole project that you had to evaluate a current company.
Correct.
And really give them an assessment on how the company's doing. Is that right?
Correct. You were basically learning a strategy. How was a company positioning themselves? What strategy were they implementing? And in that process, okay, is what they're doing working? But then in the whole process, you have to learn, okay, what is strategy? What are different setups? Mm-hmm. And so there's the book portion of it. Then you also have the theory portion of it. Then on top of that, we had something that was called Capstone. And it was basically you had your team of six and you had to run a company. And every 48 hours, we had to make a decision as far as running a company. You know, we were given a $1 million company and we had to position products. We had to market. We had to produce. And then we had to basically outcompete the competition. And based off of how we did in the industry, that was another grade. So,
oh my goodness! So you were competing with other classmates as well?
Correct. So our whole basis of our online company was done along with what was done in the class, and then after 3 weeks, we were doing case analysis of past companies. So we were turning in two papers every 48 hours, along with making a business decision every 48 hours. You know, in that, it's like I learned so much just from that class, but, you know, God really began to speak to me as far as how important relationships are. Because everything we do in life, you know, we've got tasks, but we've also got relationships, you know. And there was a book I think that Greg has talked about. It's called Integrity by Dr. Henry Cloud. Yeah. And it's so important because each of us has a wake. And it's like when you're sitting on the back of a boat and you look behind and you can see that there's a wake. It goes, you know, there's two wakes. And each of us in our daily lives, we have tasks and we have relationships. And you can't neglect a task to be, you know, to focus on a relationship. You can't neglect a relationship to focus on a task. And I learned so much that in this last class, it just overwhelmed my schedule. It took so much that I neglected a lot of relationships. I neglected a lot of friendships to say, hey, you know, I've got class.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, just God really began speaking to me is just that you cannot neglect one for the other. They're both equally important.
Mm-hmm.
And because other people might not know what you're going through because they themselves are going through situations as well. You know, people are important. And,
right.
and through that, it's just like I began to just really take in consideration that, you know, other people are having problems in work. Other people are having problems, you know, with their marriages or what's going on. It's just like we can't get so consumed or so tied down with ourselves that we totally lose sight of the very people that God has put right next to us.
Right.
You know, and it was just like, oh, my goodness. And it was such an important teachable moment for me that God began speaking to me about, because that was a six week lesson for me to learn that.
Wow.
Because everybody is going through their quote unquote policy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that we've got to focus on other people.
Right.
Because if you begin to get outside of God's ability to get you through it and start to rely on your own ability or your own hours of studying, you're going to lose sight of people.
Mm. All right.
You know, and wherever God has called you, God's going to give you the grace to carry out what he's called you to do.
That's right.
And if you trust him to do it, God will take care of it.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of things that I learned that were outside of the syllabus, you know, and I just give God all the glory, because I remember the week before that class started, the whole class was so team oriented and there were so many team meetings that were required. And none of us had the same schedule. And I remember I remember looking at Pat and I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to pass this class. Like, it is just not feasible for me to pass this class.
I know.
And the scheduling worked out. The grades worked out.
With God,
and
all things are possible, right?
With God, all things are possible.
That's right.
And, you know, he deserves all the praise. And it was just God. So,
wow, Steve, to hear, you know, what you had to do is daunting enough, but to think that you had to do it within 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. That's phenomenal.
On top of all your other responsibilities that I know you have.
That's right.
Dude, that's pretty huge.
Working a full-time job, basically, right?
Yeah.
And what did the professor tell you what not to do?
Oh,
remember that list
my,
of things
oh
you
goodness.
Told me?
Yeah, in the syllabus, it was just, I couldn't help but laugh, but at the same time, I was just praying because my syllabus alone, and for those who might not be aware, but a syllabus is basically the breakdown of, okay, what is this course going to do? What are our objectives? What's the scheduling and all this stuff? And the syllabus alone was like 18 pages. And
oh my gosh.
And somewhere along like the 8th or 10th page, he had this little breakdown, and it said, if all you were taking is this class, you're not working, you got a good chance to pass. You're like, oh, okay. Then it starts to get a little bit more concerning. It's just like, okay, if you're taking this class and you're also working 20 hours, you do not have a good opportunity to pass this class. If you're taking this class and another class and working a part-time job, don't even try to think you're going to pass this. And if you're working a full-time job and another class and this class, refer to the last situation.
Are you serious?
And I was that
course syllabus?
Yeah. This was in the course syllabus because then he reminded us, he said, this is the capstone class.
Right. And where were you on that list?
I was in the last situation.
Right.
But it was God.
And that's something.
You know? And it was just, God. God is good.
Don't count him out, right?
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The capstone class, huh?
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Powerful.
Wow, God is so good. Mm-hmm. Now, was part of your grading, was that part of a team, or is that just was you graded yourself or with a team?
Well, there was it was made up of a whole bunch of things. We got graded on our individual performance, our test performance, our case analysis. We had to do an individual case analysis, and then also we got graded as a team. We had a team presentation, so there were probably about four or five different areas that you were graded on, and then it all got put together. Mm-hmm. So
wow,
right?
Yeah.
God is
well,
good.
That's amazing. As you're talking about that, you know, I'm reminded that, you know, Moses was graded by his team too. You know, he had a team grade. You know what I mean? They had to if they made it, he made it. You know what I mean? And God is into team, and he's into us carrying each other's burdens and making it, you know, all the way through together. All you know,
there's nothing not that we leaving, can do on our own.
Right, and not we leaving anyone behind.
We need God, and we need each other.
That's awesome, man. So proud of you, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, we are so, so proud of you, man. It matters how you finish, and it matters that you finish strong.
That's right.
And you've done that, you know, because you did it. Mm-hmm. And so we're proud of you, man. On to the next journey, right?
Amen. I'm looking forward to it.
Hang in there. You can do it. Awesome, you can do it. Dude. God pulled you through, right?
Amen.
I mean, now you're all edumacated and everything. you got a degree in business and all this. Listen, this is a big deal. Four-year degree program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we won't count the thousands of dollars, right? But, you know, investments and resources and energy. You know, this is a major deal.
Right.
What can you share to other students right now that see they're working, maybe they have families, you know, they're studying, they're taking full time load, and it's just all coming in on them. Yeah. You know, they're working a job right now that's not paying enough. You know, so the economy is tough, and they've been told that, you know, I'll get a degree, I'm going back to school, I'm getting the education, I'm getting training,
right?
But they're stuck between the fact that, you know what, I'm not getting paid right now much of this current job. But with all my other responsibilities and college, I mean, I don't know if I can make it through. Mm-hmm. What kind of wisdom, what kind of advice can you share with that student today?
You know, as soon as you had said that earlier, as far as speaking to students, you know, I think about our listeners right now, you know, and you listening right now, you know, you could be 5 years old, just about to, you know, start second grade. You can be graduating high school, about to start college. About to go on an international trip to the Netherlands, or being in China, or trying to finish up a doctorate or a master's. But wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever grade or whatever class that you're about to start, you know, God knows where you are. God knows what you're going through. And speaking about that, I think of Acts 17, and he says that, verse 26, he says, from one man, he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth. Mm. And he determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live. You know, God knows what school you're in. He knows what class you're about to go into. He knows the very professor, the very teacher, the very students that's going to be sitting to your next and to your right. And I just want to encourage you that God's doing something in that situation. And for the longest time for me, when I started class, God wanted me to just branch out and begin to just speak to other people. And it was just like, yeah, well, there's nobody there. And the reality was I was on a campus of 13,000 people.
Mm.
13,000. Wow. And I want to encourage you is the fact that God is doing something in that season in your life, whether it might be trying to find a better promotion, whether it's you're going to school to try to provide a better life for your family, or you're just trying to get a job, or you're just trying to graduate high school. God is with you. He is for you. He's not against you. And he wants you to have a relationship with him. He wants you to, God says to, just like John was saying earlier, is that we're supposed to honor God.
That's right.
We can honor God in everything that we do, whether it's reading a math book, whether it's writing a paper. Do everything that you're doing just like you're doing it for Jesus. Like Jesus was your professor.
Mm-hmm.
If Jesus said, hey, I want you to, you know, work on some math problems or you know, write this paper, write it as if you were turning it into Jesus. Mm-hmm. And everything that you do it for the Lord. Because, and I also want to encourage you is that, you know, God's got a plan for you on that campus, in that lunchroom, on that online class, is that there's something that God's doing. You know, ask him, God, what are you doing in this situation? And when you ask him specifically, God, why do you have me here? What's going on?
Mm.
And then when you ask him, listen to what God has for you. Listen to what God's doing, because everything in your life led you up to where you are right now.
Mm.
And where you are right now is preparing you for what God has for you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing in your life that is an accident.
Right.
You know, and I think about this. When I was in the Marine Corps, there was something that they did. It was called tight elbows. And for all the
tight elbows.
Oh yeah. Okay. And all the Marines out there would definitely know what I'm talking about, is that we would go in the chow hall and we'd have to hold our tray, and our elbows had to be tight to our sides. Mm-hmm. And when we would stand in formation, one of the drill instructors would come by and like punch our elbows to keep them tight. Oh. Mm. And we never understood, okay, oh my, what is it with the tight elbows? Can somebody send me the memo here?
Right. Hello.
And it dawned on me at about 3 weeks into the boot camp training, we had something that was called drill. And we got evaluated on how we were able to go through close order drill. And what drill was basically the drill instructor would call cadence and teaching us how to walk and step as 40 people walking together as one. Well, one of the significant grading criterias was tight elbows.
Mm.
And I learned in that nothing done in boot camp was just because. Everything had a purpose. Everything served a purpose.
Oh, wow. Mm.
And God's doing the exact same thing in your life. There's nothing in your life that's just, oh, you know, no big deal. Everything in your life has a tight elbows purpose.
Mm. Mm.
So you being in school right now has a tight elbow purpose.
Wow. Well, Steve, that's really awesome what you're sharing, because a lot of students need to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, I know that a lot of students and Christian students right now are, you know, going to public schools.
Right.
And I know that you had a chance to obviously be at a public, you know, college.
Uh-huh.
What is something you can share with believers about sharing their faith? I know that you were very active in sharing your faith.
Yeah.
What's some kind of wisdom? How can you encourage, a student at school right now to live for God on their campus?
You have been sent to that campus for a reason. You know, somebody said before, I think it was George Washington, that said that our leaders of tomorrow are the students of today.
Mm, that's
powerful. You are positioned in a place of influence. You are positioned in a place of being able to boldly declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because right now there are students, I mean, you listening to the things that we're talking about, going, you know, hearing what's on the news today, people are searching for hope. They're searching for a message. It's like what you were saying about earlier, John. It's just like the words of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the words of the love of Jesus. People want to hear it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But especially for those that who have never heard it before, they don't know that's what they need.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you being on campus right now, and you've got Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you've got him in your heart, you're carrying the kingdom, and you go up to someone, you're like, God, okay, who do you want me to tell about Jesus?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Who do you want me to encourage? Who do you want me to pray for? And I promise you, if you ask God that each and every day, when you get up in the morning, when you're packing your backpack, when you're driving to campus, or you're getting off the school bus, or you're waiting at the bus to pick you up, ask God, who do you want me to share the gospel with? Mm. Who is crying out right now to know Jesus Christ? I promise you that you will cross paths with someone. And it is amazing how God hears those prayers.
That's right.
Right.
Because you are on that campus for a reason. And there's something that God's doing, because you think about how many people have met Jesus in college, in class, in school.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be that person who first heard Jesus, who first heard the gospel. And that's that
powerful
purpose. Yeah.
That's powerful, Steve. Because if we don't recognize that, you know, where we're at is God's purpose. God is ordering our steps, right? The steps of a righteous man, a righteous woman are ordered of the Lord. And that we're not just going to a school or working a job, or we're not going anywhere by accident, that God has us there. If we could just reach one.
Right.
If we could just reach one person. You know, and I was one on a college campus. Early, I was lost. I was backslidden. And I just wish I would have ran into a Steve out there. If I would have ran into a Steve that loved God so much earlier on, maybe I could have avoided many things that I myself wandered into, you know, and that wasn't of God.
Yeah.
And so if we could just touch one person for the Lord on our campus, how amazing would that be?
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think about that too. It's like what you're You were talking about that yesterday. It's just like you, there was a lot of pressure. And you would wake up every morning, it's like, this is going to be the best day of my life. It's going to be the best day of my life. And I think about the pressure that sometimes that we can even put on ourselves while mm-hmm. while we're in class. Mm-hmm. And there was actually a young lady I was actually in a lot of classes with that when we had commencement, you know, when we were standing in our cap and gowns, and the overwhelming reality to one girl that she was done, she passed out.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Wow.
She passed out because of just the pressure.
Wow.
And being able to talk with a lot of students, I mean, you get an insight, awareness of, you know, whether it be trying to keep up the grade for a scholarship, mm-hmm, trying mm-hmm. to keep up the grade to stay on that sports team, or trying to keep up the grade to meet the expectation of your parents right. or an employer, or even the own pressures that you're putting on yourself, right, is that right. I want to encourage you that if you have not gone to iabide.org, you got to check that out. Because when that pressure comes along, and it's just like, it's many times it seems like it can be too much,
mm-hmm. right?
Like it's almost an insurmountable, like, I just don't know how I'm going to pass all of these tests, because it seems like all the professors kind of come together and like, okay, we're all going to give them the midterm yeah. on June 4th at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And it's like, exactly. I've got 5 midterms this week, and you know, this whole semester is riding on this one midterm,
on this one class, on this
exactly
one test.
And that's a lot of pressure that students are going through right now, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of, it's just like, does anybody know I'm going through this? And I want to tell you, yes, is that, you know, don't compromise your relationship with Jesus Christ. Don't say, you know, I don't have time to abide, I really got to study for this final, I really got to work on this quiz.
Right.
Is because Jesus Christ is the one that gives you the ability. He gives you the wisdom. He gives you the knowledge to be able to get through this class. And it's that abiding relationship with Jesus. You know, go to iabide.org. Check that out. Get that
abiding plan.
Get that abiding plan to be able to have that abiding relationship. Mm-hmm. Because Jesus Christ, he loves you. He's got a plan for your life, and he is going to give you that empowerment to be able to carry that out, to be able to continue to be the light amidst an environment of so much darkness.
Yeah. Steve, that's so awesome. And I appreciate you taking the time to really share with us and our VFN radio listeners that all things are possible for those who believe in our God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.